लॉर्ड द कॉल टू यू महाराज, हरे कृष्णा।
जय श्री
ओके
प्रभुपाद। हाँ What is my subject today? Gaur Katha?
यस
Yes.
महाराज।
Any particular thing that
या यू कैन स्पीक ऑफ मध्य लीला।
I don't have here, let me and take it out.
Yeah, we can share screen, Maharaj, if you want. हरे कृष्ण महाराज।
माता जी, वीडियो आज फास्ट। माता जी, आई थिंक महाराज इंटरनेट कनेक्शन इज लो।
महाराज, नेटवर्क इज नॉट गुड। माता जी,
Yeah.
या वी कैन हियर महाराज जी।
हरे कृष्ण महाराज। इस संक्रमण के
I'm also pulling out from
या हरे कृष्ण महाराज, इफ यू कैन टर्न ऑफ योर वीडियो सो मे बी दैट विल हेल्प। वी विल बी एबल टू हियर यू बेटर।
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। Last time, did I speak to you about the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes, means like you were speaking about Advaita Acharya and
Maharaj, you can turn your video off, then my audio can work.
All right, I'm taking. Lord Chaitanya begins his tour to South India, chapter number 7 at Madhya Leela.
Yes, Maharaj, we can hear you, Maharaj.
So I will speak about, this is a very important, you know, chapter for those who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Even South India has Vaishnavas, but the some difference between the destinations. One is a Vaikuntha targeted, and another is Goloka targeted. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beginning his tour of South India, and there are so many, did the synopsis and then try to speak to you about, all right. Now, in the synopsis that we see, in Amrit Pravah Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes the seventh chapter as follows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounce of February and went to Jagannathpuri in the month of Falgun, that is February, March. He saw the Dola Yatra in the month of Chaitra, he celebrated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He liberated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. During the month of Vaishakh, he began to tour South India. Proposed to travel to South India, a Brahmin assistant named Krishnadas. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beginning his clothes, and requested him to see Ramananda Rai, who was residing at that time on the bank of River Godavari. That is the place called Kuvur. Okay. So, along with the other devotees, Nityananda Prabhu accompanied the Lord to Alalnath you know where Alalnath is. Alalnath is situated about 25 kilometers west of Jagannath Puri. Not west, sorry. South. So Alalnath is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent before some time when Jagannath was in after Snan Yatra. He was incognito for 15 days. So all the way for the darshan of the Lord Alalnath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would one time felt so unconscious that the stone melted and his imprint is still there. The whole body has been imprinted when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell on that piece of stone. So Alalnath is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meditating on Jagannath when he is 15 days off in after Snan Yatra. So the temple would be closed, no service will be rendered, only some private pujaris will be rendering some service. Acharya and everybody gave him something on his way. Moreover, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave a very significant contribution for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see his eternal associate Ramananda Rai. He was residing in the village of Kuvur on the bank of Godavari. You know, along with other devotees, Nityananda Prabhu accompanied to the Lord to Alalnath, but there the Lord Chaitanya left them all behind and went ahead with the Brahman Krishnadas. The Lord began chanting the mantra Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Vijay?
Krishna, Krishna. Krishna. So, in whatever village he spent the night, wherever a person came, whenever a person came to see him in his shelter, the Lord to preach Krishna consciousness movement. After teaching the people of one village, the devotees, in this way he finally reached Kurmasthana, where while there he bestowed his causeless mercy upon a Brahman called Kurma and cured another brother suffering from leprosy. After curing this Brahman, a leper, Vasudeva Amrita Prada, meaning one who delivers the nectar to the. This is the beginning of his tour, and he did it. We will see how in Sri Kshetra. So that is the chapter. The talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai are also very important in the sense that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeking the conclusion of following religion, or any religious path leads to where. So this is called Ramananda Samvad, and there is a book, I think it has been published by ISKCON or BBT, because this Ramananda Samvad was having the main manuscript with one of my god brother who left the movement and joined Sridhar Swami. He's still in South India near, Mysore. He has an ashram. He personally told me that I can translate this into Hindi, you know. But somehow or other, after that, the book still remained unexplored. Of course, many people try to see whatever the samvad is. But Srila Prabhupada already put up the Ramananda Samvad in this particular chapter, number 8. If we just read the summary, we'll be able to hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is becoming too much concentrated on and the ultimate purpose of following religion, ultimate purpose of following sadhana, you know. So let's look into this. The summary of 8th chapter given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Amrit Pravah Bhashya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the bank of the river Godavari and place known as Vidyanagar. When Sri Ramananda Rai went there to take his bath, they met. After producing himself, Sri Ramananda Rai, Sri Ramananda Rai requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remain in the village from some days. Honoring his request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there at the home of some Vedic Brahmanas. In the evening, Srila Ramananda Rai used to come to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Rai, who was clothed in ordinary dress, offered the Lord respectful obeisances. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu questioned him on the object and process of worship and also asked him to recite verses from Vedic literature. First of all, Sri Ramananda Rai enunciated the system called Ashram Institute, and he recited various verses about karma dedicated to the Lord, and then he spoke of detached action, knowledge mixed with devotional service, and finally spontaneous loving service of the Lord. And after hearing Sri Ramananda Rai recite some of the verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the principle of pure devotional service, devoid of all kinds of speculation. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai to explain in the higher platform of devotional service. Then Sri Ramananda explained unalloyed devotional service, love of Godhead, and serving the Lord in the mode of pure servitude, fraternity, and parental love. Finally, he spoke of serving the Lord in conjugal love. He then spoke of how conjugal love could be developed in various ways. This conjugal love attains its highest perfection in Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. He next described the position of Srimati Radharani and the transcendental mellows of love of God. And Sri Ramananda Rai then recited a vision technically called Prema Vibhalas Vivarta. And Sri Ramananda Rai also explained that all stages of conjugal love can be attained through the mercy of residents of Vrindavan and especially the mercy of gopis. All this subject matter were thus vividly described. Gradually, Ramananda Rai would understand the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his real form, Ramananda fell unconscious. He showed Radha Krishna combined to Ramananda Roy. This is the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nai. Prabhu asked Ramananda Rai to retire from the government service and come to Jagannath Puri. These descriptions of meeting between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are taken from the notebook of Swarupa Damodar Goswami. So here, this is an important meeting that Ramananda Rai, his eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was so fortunate that the Lord comes to his devotees and because of name, fame, whatever it that you know, name of appearance and everything about a pure devotee, Krishna finds himself, you know. So that is the purpose for him to go and isolate them and extract them from South Indian, you know, rigidity of what we call archana is the main target of the devotional service. It is one of the nine processes we know, archana. But archana becomes the main target for wish fulfilling of everybody's desire by Lakshmi Narayan. So they are all Vaikuntha gamins. Their target is Vaikuntha. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to go beyond Vaikuntha level. You know, it's not even as described as Ayodhya or Dwarka level, but to a level where the central, you know, point of Vrindavan, the Braj Bhumi, is there. This is very well explained in Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamritam, and it is a journey that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to establish the mission in his Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that our target is different. So he calculated the level of pure devotional service on the basis of whom are you worshipping. You know, even though it is the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, commonly known as Narayan, but source of Narayan is Krishna. And to establish Krishna consciousness as the cardinal principle, he reality as well as knowledgeability to the followers of Ramanujacharya. Of course, Ramananda Rai was a great scholar and was expert in all other, you know, duties. He was also artistic. And I think he is overseeing the training of Natyakala, means dancing and acting, and he was training himself some ladies. But because he was in household life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not stay at his home. Rather, he stayed in the home of some Naishthika Brahmanas, you know. And such Brahmanas even do not eat food cooked by their own wives, you know. Because they are very purity and the mood of service, the Brahmanas overcook themselves and offer to Krishna and then partake as prasadam. But anyway, all these are very exalted, factors of performance of devotional service that we know and is very practical. But yet, to achieve the purest of all devotional service, he knew that Ramananda Rai has correctly answered his question. He started, how about following Varnashram Dharma? Will it be okay? How it will be recognized? Because even in Srimad Bhagavatam, we know that we have been told that fundamentally, Varnashrama Charavata, what is that? Gurudev Parama Puman Vaishnu Aradhyate Panthasa Vaishnava. So Vaishnava Varnashraman Varnashrama Anucharatam. By following the precept of Varnashram very strictly, we worship the Parama Puman, means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vishnu Aradhyate Pantha, that is the Vaishnavism, which was established by Ramanujacharya. But amongst the Varnashram system, you know, the devotional service which has to be taken, there are no categorization. Generalized categorization is that fulfillment of one's desires, whether they are material desires, spiritual desires, religious desires, sarva, all kind of desires, sarva kam, what we call. Akama va sarva kama ihi moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. So, in this Kuvur place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked pertinent question about the highest principle starting from Varnashram Dharma. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not satisfied, but the answers were correct according to the Shastra, much more deeper into the essential aspect of eternal service of Golok Vrindavan. Performing pure devotional service can achieve that state in five major relationships. So, all these conversations have been jotted down in this particular chapter number 8 of this Madhya Leela, Ramananda Sarvasangha. Then he further travels. He said Ramananda Rai to retire from government service and go and reside in Jagannath Puri. Why Jagannath Puri? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Jagannath Puri. This is very nicely explained even in Bhagavatamritam by Sanatan Goswami, that Jagannath Puri is the realm which is non different from Dwarka. But it is part of Vaikuntha. Therefore, in Jagannath Puri, everybody who resides there, they have four arms. Yeah. And one must try to see that these are Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, but their target is Vaikuntha. Their target is Vaikuntha. So Jagannath Puri has a special place for even the ISKCON devotees, you know, that our initial approach, just like in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, the approach of Gopa Kumar is there. Gradually, one remains dissatisfied with love for Krishna, you know. So even in all these places, from Jagannath Puri or Dwarka region, Gopa Kumar has to go back to Brajbhumi to get expedited for further and further deeper understanding. Now, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us five things. Aradhyastanaya Vrajendra Nandana Tattamam Vrindavanam Ramya Kajitupasana Vrajavadur Vargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Amalapuranam Sri Chaitanya Matamidam Nanyatta Paraha. There should not be any other conclusive aspect that we have to take into consideration other than five things. Then Lord Sri Krishna, Vrindavan, Brajendra Nandan, not Dwarka Nandan, Devaki Nandan or Vasudeva Nandan. No, only Yashoda Nandan, Brajendra Nandan. So, embodiment of Lord Sri Krishna is the origin. It is Srinanda Nandan. So, Taddamam Vrindamana. We are given the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that belongs to Vrindavan and nobody else, nowhere else. So, that is Taddamam Vrindavan. So, we can do all different types of services, Vaishnava service, that is the service to the devotees, service to the dham, service to the deities, service to, Lord Sri Krishna. But just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. So then Chaitanya comes to Sri Rangam, and there were Chaturmasya going to begin. So he stays, and some Bhattar family who were actually spiritual guides, and still they have lineage, but worship of Om Namo Narayan, the Vaikuntha Vasis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, made Gopal Bhatta the devotees his uncle Prabodhananda Saraswati, a devotee and follower. And they all went to Vrindavan directly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent them in the service of Rupa Goswami. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami also went there. Subhadra and Baldev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna, but he is worshipping Jagannath, Subhadra and Baldev. We need to understand the importance of Vaikuntha. The Lord with his brother and sister, it means it is a stepping stone from Lakshmi Narayan and to Jagannath Puri and Jagannath Subhadra Baladev. And then we can understand the higher principles of you know, the Goloka. So nothing can be comparative as Brajbhumi Vrindavan, the eternal Goloka, and Gokul. Both are the perfect places, because Bhauma Vrindavan is non-different, you know, from the Goloka Vrindavan. So Braj Gokul and Goloka, they have to be understood very identically. And Sanatana Goswami will give us a very good tour through Gopa Kumar about the glories of Brajbhumi. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to find out the level of devotional service rendered in South India. So in this way, when he returned from South India to back to Jagannath Puri, he explained that I traveled so extensively. He received Brahma Samhita from Adikeshav Temple, which is located very near to Nagarkoil, right after Thiruvananthapuram of Karnataka, of Kerala, down to Tamil Nadu, another about 150 to 200 kilometers. Adikeshav Temple is in Tamil Nadu, and that is a stronghold for Ramanuja Vaishnavas, right? And they worship Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. You know, and Garbhodakshaya Vishnu has been the second Vishnu, second expansion from Karnodakshaya Vishnu. So Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of one universe. And there are so many others. But nonetheless, the devotees there had a copy of the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita, and they copied themselves and gave one copy to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he was visiting. You know, because they acknowledge the subject matter of Brahma Samhita, but they are not in line of Brahma. They are in line of Lakshmi. You know, so the Vaikunthavasis do not have access to describe the glories of Goloka Vrindavan. Nonetheless, it is a scripture left with them, but they cannot enter into that intricate subject. So seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the rightful person, you know, who can, you know, establish this love of Godhead to the highest through Brahma Samhita, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought it back. So when he returned, he said, I traveled so extensively in South India, yet I can. Now, when you say pure devotee, you have a different level of anticipation of a pure devotee. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's standard of looking for pure devotee is completely different. Can you understand this? How to put our process of Krishna consciousness in practice, you know, to reach what goal, that requires the scrutiny of purity. Scrutiny of purity is expressed through devotional service. And this devotional service is not an idle reciprocation of a worker or one who subsists on his service for his maintenance. That is not enough. When Krishna is available, in reciprocation, he comes to the standard of his purity, subjugation, is so willing to reciprocate more than the devotee is anticipating. Actually, the devotee would not know what comes next. And Krishna is so much available to do overflow and drown his devotee into the pools of ecstasy that nobody can do anywhere, even in Dwarka or Ayodhya or Mathura, what to speak, you know. So according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pure devotee are the gopis. We have to follow in Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadur Vargena Jakalpita. We have to follow in the footsteps of gopis and give up all inhibitions. The three major rasas, the fraternity, parental and conjugal love, is exhibited and has more predominance in Golok Vrindavan than even in Vaikuntha or say Dwarka level or what to speak of Ayodhya level. So the travels of South India of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be in spirit the same way to explore the purity. Now ISKCON centers are almost everywhere in South India, so you will not feel alienated. But really, when there is no exclusive service or the temple of Radha Krishna deities are mainly worshipped, there were none during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. So the idea is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to establish the ultimate goal of you know, human form of life, which is easily available through chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and make everything possible, everything perfect, and everything in the benefit of all humanity. Such a man, of course, all our predecessor Acharya, they are our backbone. They give us shastric, you know, buffer, shastric evidences, and so much to establish the worship method or would through Agam Shastra or Nigam. And all the Prabandhas in South India, they are excellent, you know, dedication of worship. We can't, you know, underestimate the contribution Ramanujacharya gave to re-establish the Vaishnavism back, you know. Otherwise, it was completely negated during Buddhist time, completely destroyed. Then Mayavad came instead of, you know, putting or exalting. Even the Adi Shankara wrote so much excellent, you know, verses about Lord Sri Krishna's and exclusivity. And even Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva has been started by Adi Shankara, who gave Mayavad philosophy, because that was the need of the time. The explanation on the Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva from Ramanujacharya, not from Adi Shankara. So there are so many historical references and evident part that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu developed in Krishna consciousness philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So historically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all these places visited personally, and the whole purpose is to glorify the worship of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. He himself became his own devotee and shown. Panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam namami bhakta shaktikam. Totally this panchatattva is establishing our goal mission of our Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. So I hope this is the historical reference of Chaitanya Leela to emphasize the methodology of our worship and the exalted behavior by Ramananda Rai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought all his eternal associates together in Jagannath Puri. So I would like to stop here. Anybody has any question or comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for a very enlightening class, Maharaj. It's very beautiful. If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. My humble obeisances at your lotus feet. So Maharaj, you said that first we worship Lakshmi Narayan and then we kind of graduate to worshiping Jagannath Ji and then to Radha Krishna. And you also said that we have the Mahamantra which is belongs to Vaikuntha. So how is this kind of confused? So how do we understand this, Maharaj? Because at one point we are also chanting our
No, I didn't say that we have to. Okay. Now there's some confusion in understanding. The glories of Jagannath Puri is very well needed because it's like a bridging the gap where Krishna from Vrindavan, Balaram from Vrindavan, and Subhadra from Vrindavan. Now they are residing in Dwarka. And from Dwarka they came to Kurukshetra and then they were brought down by Radharam, okay, back to Vrindavan. So Rathyatra pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are extremely important in extolling relations between him and Jagannath during the Rathyatra time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the pretext that, Mother Sachi will approve if you stay, this is after he took sannyas. Mother Sachi had so much love for him, apparently she didn't want him to go away. But Calcutta and Jagannath Puri, it's about 8 hours of distance. I mean, at that time, walking may take about 8 days. But regardless, the idea is that that was closest than Vrindavan. So, upon that pretext, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established himself in Jagannath Puri. But Jagannath Puri is Sri Kshetra, Purushottam Kshetra. Purushottam Kshetra, Purushottam means Krishna himself. Narayan may be called Purushottam, but the Purushottam is the personality in the human-like form. All right? And that form is existing both in Dwarka as well as in Vrindavan. In Brihad Bhagavatam, Dwarka is called an extended district of Mathura. So that much patch. And remember when Krishna traveled. Even Arjun has to travel through, say, from Hastinapur, means north of Delhi, Ghaziabad district is Hastinapur. Yamuna is flowing, and that then he went to all the way through, passing through so many tracts of land, and they're named. And Ahir is the cowherds of Saurashtra, the Gujarat, where at the end Krishna established Dwarka. So Dwarka is considered to be in the Mathura district at large, Sanatana Goswami gives us. So therefore, there is no difference between Mathura and Dwarka. All right? But Jagannath Puri is special because Lord Jagannath, along with his brother and sister, are residing eternally there. And the devotees are totally dedicating. And he created an in-between situation, the Lord created an in-between situation of Dwarka as well as Mathura. And the realm is beyond the 400 form of Narayan. It is on outskirts. So there Krishna is two-handed. The Dwarka Dish is originally two-handed, but they are considered that they worship only 400 form of the Lord. Ayodhya is also two-handed, and both this Dwarka and Ayodhya are situated on the outskirts of Vaikuntha, but it is part of Vaikuntha. So there is awe and reverence, and so many other things are there. Some servitorship of other moods are also available, but very restricted. So Bhauma Vrindavan or Golok Vrindavan, this is the most sublime and different situation, that Krishna is totally sold out to his dearmost devotees and wants to reciprocate more than he can do. Now, this is going, it is over flooding the boundaries of the love that can be not explained, but it can be experienced. So that's how the climax goes, that separation becomes more enjoyable than meeting. How that trick we have to understand through the pages of Brihadbhagavatamritam. And it is a very nice, encouraging explanation by Sanatana Goswami and that. But anyway, regardless, your question is coming to the point of importance of Jagannath Puri. Jagannath is an in-between, say, bridging Dwarka pastimes and Vrindavan pastimes. Can you understand this part? So we are attracted to Jagannath because it's a step forward than Dwarka or Ayodhya level of our. I think Jagannath becomes an integral part for our ISKCON. All right. Many are.
Thank you, Maharaj. Yes. Thank you so much.
Jagannath, even though the features are found, right? Even the kids like Jagannath more than any other deity. isn't it?
Yes, Maharaj.
Anything else that you want to clarify?
So Maharaj, one thing. So you said that Jagannath Puri is the Dwarka in Vaikuntha. It is similar to Dwarka in Vaikuntha.
Yes, but playing the pastimes of, or allowing the entry back into Vrindavan atmosphere.
Okay.
Even Gopa Kumar in Brihad Bhagavatamritam is sent back from Jagannath Puri to Bhauma Vraj Vrindavan. How many times? I think 3 times he has to come back to get inspired for higher and higher taste. Got it?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Anything else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for a beautiful, beautiful class. Thank you, Maharaj. It was a very nice class.
How can I serve you?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All Guru to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for a wonderful class this morning. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for such a nectarian class. There's so many fine points in your class that I was not aware of, and so I'm very appreciative. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji. So if nobody have any question, can we end the call here?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you. And we look forward for your session again and again in the future, Maharaj. Let us pay obeisances to Maharaj and all the devotees. Vancha kalpata rupyasya kripa sindhu hevacha patitanam vaishnavebhyo namaha gaura kadaki jai shrila prabhupada jai jai kalineshwara
swami swami maharaj ki jai
thank you maharaj
hari krishna maharaj thank you
hari krishna thank you maharaj hari
gaur purnima
maharaj hari krishna
Hare Krishna.
Radhe Radhe, Dhanvad.
Now we have Parikrama by Padmasakhi Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Padmasakhi Mataji, you can start now.
पद्मसखी माता जी आ रही होते हैं
कैन यू कॉल माता जी
माता जी हर कंप्यूटर हैज अ स्मॉल इश्यू शी इज स्पीकिंग बट इट इज नॉट बीन ऑडिबल and our voice also is not going to her. She said to wait for 2 minutes. Yes, Mataji. Okay, Hare Krishna. So today will be our last day. We will finish the last two dweeps, Modyavadruma Dweep and Rudra Dweep. So we will start a small prayer. We will pray to Panchatattva, Sri Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, all the Acharyas and all the assembled devotees, so that we can finish our yatra in a very humble mood. So the eighth dweep is Moda Dhruma Dweep. So Moda means pleasure, Dhruma means tree. So so let's see who got who felt the pleasure. So if you remember, in the beginning of the first day, we have seen all the avatar, like all the incarnations and all the four yugas have a come to Navadweep. Like we have seen Narsingadev in Narsimhapalli, then Krishna. Now Lord Ram. So what happened was, and this Modadruma Dweep, it represents Dasyam, and this place is non-different from Bhandirvan, and it is also non-different from Ayodhya. This is now called as Mamagachi. So what happened was, when Ram, Sita, they were on an exile, they were going to Dandakaranya forest, right? So on the way, they came here. They came here. Then under a banyan tree, they built a cottage and they were staying. And seeing the effulgence of Navadweep, it was so effulgent, Lord Ram was smiling. Then Mother Sita asked, what is the reason for your smile? Then he was still smiling. Then he later reveals, he says that in Kali Yuga, I will appear here. And later, I will take sannyas and I will leave my mother and I will leave my wife and I will go to Neelachal Dham. That time, you will come as Vishnu Priya and my mother Kaushalya, she will appear as Sachi Mata. Then he says, now in this yuga, later point of time, I will worship you, your murti. If you, like during the yagya, when Sita is staying in forest, we all know that a golden Sita he keeps and he worships, right? So he will say that in later point in this yuga, I am going to worship your golden murti. And when I come next incarnation in Kali Yuga, then you will worship my murti. If you remember, we have seen that Vishnu Priya Devi's Gauranga Mahaprabhu's golden complexion deity, where they dress Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Vishnu Priya yearly once on the appearance day of Vishnu Priya Devi. So he said that, you will worship my murti. Then she will feel so, she'll be saying, oh, this is not fair. Why, why will you come? And then why are you leaving your wife? And this is not fair. It, it gives a lot of pain. Then she will, then he will start explaining about two ways of relishing Prema Bhakti. One is Vipralambha in separation and one is Sabbhoga in union. So he will say, my devotees will experience billions of time more pleasure in separation by my mercy. So they will not mind even in Vipralamba. So don't worry. And then the Lord also says that this Navadweep Dham is very, very dear to me. And he will say this banyan tree under which they are staying now, eventually it will go away, vanish. But we are eternally reciting here. We are always here. People might not see this place, but still we are always here. And then Lord asked Mother Sita, close your eyes, and then she will have the vision of that golden complexion, and she sees all the pastimes. And then Lakshman, he understands, because he knows everything, he understands, and he also gets so impatient. He's waiting to see those pastimes, and he feels so ecstatic remembering the pastimes of Nadia, and he felt lot of pleasure. And as Mother Sita felt a lot of pleasure and ecstatic seeing those pastimes, that vision. So that's why it happened under a banyan tree, right? So tree means Dhruma, Moda means pleasure. So that's why this is called as Moda Dhruma Dweep. And after they stayed here for a few days, then they moved to Dandakaranya forest.
And here, even in this Modadruma Dweep, the Guhaka Raja, he took the birth as a son of Brahmana, and his name was Sadananda Bhattacharya. And he doesn't know the Sadananda Bhattacharya, only know Lord Ram in the three worlds. So when Lord Ram appeared in Jagannath Mishra's home, he was there, and all the demigods came. And all the demigods came to, you know, to offer their worship to Devi Nimai. Then Sadananda Bhattacharya saw all that. He could see, not like everybody was not having that vision. He could see. Then he understood that, oh, all these demigods came means this is a place, like, you know, my Lord appeared. Then he will come back home, and on his altar he will have Ram deities. Then he was sitting and meditating on the, in front of his altar, he was meditating on the Lord. And when he looked at the altar, he found the golden complex Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He appeared there, and immediately again Lord Ram, Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman were there. Then he understood that it Gaurachandra is none other than Lord Ram. So he felt so ecstatic. So he got that vision. That also happened in Modadruma Dweep. Then we will go to, in Modadruma Dweep, there is Srivas Thakur's concert, Malini Devi. Her appearance place is also here. Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance place is also here. They're very close by. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And this place, as I said, Malini Devi's and Vrindavan Das Thakur's, they're very close by. So, but now here there is no temple, but there is Gaudiya Math, and there are deities. These deities were worshipped by Vrindavan Das Thakur personally, Nitai Gauranga, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and there are Radha Krishna deities that was established by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he was the last disciple of Nityananda and is the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat. These are the deities, Jagannath Baldev, Jagannath Subhadra, and Gaur Nitai deities, and Radha Krishna deities are there. Next, and in Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, it is explained that Vrindavan Das Thakur's mother is Narayani. And who is Narayani? Narayani in the Krishna Leela, she is called Kilimbika. She was a sister of Ambika, and Ambika was the nurse of, like, who took care of Krishna. So he is the, Narayani is the Kilimbika. Kilimbika's sister Ambika is the nurse of Krishna. So she came as Narayani in Gaura Leela, and Vrindavan Das Thakur took Vrindavan Thakur's mother. So then Narayani is so fortunate that when she was very young itself, she got the remnants of Lord Gauranga. And in Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, it's said that Vrindavan Das Thakur is a cowherd boy in Krishna Leela, Eternal Leela. He's a cowherd boy named Kusuma Pida. And they also say he's an embodiment of Srila Vyasadev. Next, we will come to Sai's house. So, where is that house? Okay, here, there's a near Saranga Murari's house. There is no temple. There is nothing we see now, but this Bakul tree, which is 500 years old. So this was the tree where Lord Chaitanya, when he comes and when in Vidyanagar, which we have seen recently, whenever he would come there and have a philosophical debate, he would come here and sit under this Bakul tree and rest. And Saranga Thakur also chanted his mantra here, and he used to do the bhajan here. So Saranga Thakur is also called as Sarangapani, Saranga Murari, Saranga Ghadara, so many names. And he used to, as I said, he used to worship here under this Bakula tree, opposite to Bakula tree. He used to worship in a secluded place. And now there's a Gaudiya Math here, and these are the deities. Radha Madan Gopal is there. This was worshipped by Vasudeva Datta, and the smaller ones are there. I'll show you the picture. There are Radha Gopinath. They are Saranga Murari's deities. And the smallest are Radha Govinda, and they are Gaura Gadadhar deities, which were worshipped by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his disciples. These are Gaura Gadadhar deities, and small Radha Krishna, Madan Gopal, Radha Govinda. And there are Jagannath Baldev Subhadra also. So now... So then what happened was all the deities that we have seen on the altar, Jananivas Prabhu has explained that after the departure of Vasudeva and Mukunda Datta, who were taking care of these deities, some strangers settled in their house. Because nobody was there, they departed, they stayed, and they didn't want these deities. And they were the people who were staying, they wanted to throw the deities in Ganges. So then once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's student, Sagar Maharaj, he was going to to Calcutta. Then he had a dream saying that Madan Gopal came and he said, I am Madan Gopal. They want to throw me in Ganges. So please come and save me. I am from Mangachi. Then immediately he returned and they searched everywhere, every neighborhood they were asking. And finally, they found the place and they asked, like, you want to throw this deities? They said, yes, we want to throw. Then they asked, can we take the deities? And they agreed. So they took the deities and finally they got a land and established the deities worship. And as I spoke, this Bakul tree has a history. So once when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see Saranga Thakur, then this tree was so withered and it was looking almost dead. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced this tree with the beautiful his hands, and then immediately it got rejuvenated, nice flowers, nice leaves, and it looked so fresh. So from that day, they all worshipped this tree as Kalpa Vriksha tree. And Saranga Thakur thought he should never initiate any disciples, but because the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested, he thought, okay, maybe I have to today, maybe I will, you know, initiate. Then he will go to take bath in Mother Ganga, and then while he was taking bath, a dead body is floating. So unknowingly, what he will do, he will touch. So as soon as he touched, he revived, you know, he came into life and he initiated him, because he said, today the first person I'm seeing, I'm going to initiate. So because he's the first person, he initiated and he gave the name as Murari. And that boy, like, who got initiated, he didn't want to go back to his parents. Rather, he wanted to serve his Guru Maharaj, Saranga Thakur, and he stayed with him. And in Vrajalila, Sarangada served Radharani and Krishna as Nandhimukhi Gopi. And from there, we will go to Arkatila. Arka means sun. So this is a place which is equal to Suryakund. If you remember in Vrindavan pastimes that we have seen, Radharani would go every day to Suryakund and worship. She would go sometimes with Jatila. Jatila wanted her to do all these rituals, so she used to go. And in Little Krishna, if you see, there's a beautiful pastime where Krishna comes with Madhu Mangal as a pujari. So Arkatila is non-different from Suryakund. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions all this in his Navadvip Mandal Mahatmya. Nityananda Prabhu was saying all this to Jiva Goswami. Then we come to Vaikunthapura. So when we hear Vaikuntha, immediately we'll get reminded of Lord Narayana, right? So in this place, in this Modadrumadvip, Vaikunthapura means Lord Narayana is eternally residing. So Bhakti Ratnakar elaborately, so this was explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As I said, all these pastimes and the place's significance. But in detail, in Bhakti Ratnakar, it is mentioned that Narada Muni once visits Kailash, and Shiva was very busy with his associates talking about, you know, Lord. He was in very, very ecstasy. Shiva has five mouths. So with all the five mouths, he has been telling about the Lord. Then seeing Narada, he gets so ecstatic and he asks, like, you know, from where are you coming? Then Narada says that I'm coming from Vaikuntha, and I've heard Lord Narayana speaking about Nadia, speaking about Navadvi. Then Shiva felt so ecstatic, and tears were flowing and his white body, the tears were falling. Then Narada Muni thought, Shiva is feeling so ecstatic, means maybe, you know, he understood, because Shiva understood that Lord is going to manifest there in Navadvip. Then Narada Muni understands, Shiva is feeling so ecstatic, means maybe Lord is going to manifest his pastimes here. And then Narada Muni will come to Navadvip. And as soon as he come, he will think, okay, when I came here, so will I be able to see my Vaikunthanatha? And immediately he will get the darshan of Lord with his associates. He thought, can I see Vaikunthanatha? And immediately he got that darshan, and he was like, got so overwhelmed. Oh, I got the darshan of Supreme Lord with his associates. And immediately he will think, okay, I have to go to see Lord Krishna. Then he will go to Dwaraka. As soon as he goes to Dwaraka, then Krishna will receive him so nicely. And he will say, I am coming from Navadvip. And he will be quiet. Narada Muni was silent. Then Krishna understands his intention. Because Narada Muni was thinking, okay, you know, I came here, so maybe will I be able to get the darshan again. So immediately Krishna understands, and immediately he will show the Gauranga Mahaprabhu's form, like golden complexion. Then he became Gauranga, and immediately he became Krishna. Then Narada Muni felt so ecstatic, he was like tears started flowing, and he was keeping that form in his heart, and he was meditating on that form. And Krishna said, like Lord said, now see, I'm going to come in this golden complexion very soon in Nadia, so go and tell this to everybody. So he then comes to Kailash again, and he will explain everything to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva, you know, feels very, 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 very ecstatic, and he will keep
Mataji, just give me a minute. Mataji, I think Krishna. Mataji, can you hear me?
Now we can, Mataji.
You can hear, right? Okay, I'm so sorry. My speaker has a problem today. But anyways. So then when he comes and he explains to Lord Shiva will feel so ecstatic. He will keep Narada Muni in his lap. And he will start dancing, and you know, he'll be literally crying. So then again, what will Narada Muni do? He will come to Navadvip again, because Lord said he will appear there. So what will happen? He will, Narada Muni again will go to Navadvip, and he will be thinking, oh, will I get the darshan of Gaurasundar here? He was again thinking, first from Lord Shiva, he came to Navadvip. Then he wanted that darshan of Lord Narayan. Then Lord Narayan appeared. Again, he went to Dwaraka. He wanted that darshan. Then he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He went to Shiva. And now he came back to Navadvip. He was thinking, oh, will I get again Lord Gaurasundar's, will I get the Lord's darshan? Then immediately he will witness, you know, Lord Gaurasundar sitting on Ratna Simhasan with Bhudevi, Shri Devi, you know, Lord Narayana is Shri Devi and Shri Devi, right? With all his associates on this golden throne. Then Lord Narada will be like, oh my God. Then he will understand that, you know, this is the place where Lord is eternally going to reside with Bhudevi, Shri Devi and all his associates, with all his energies, is going to stay here. So this particular place is non-different from Vaikuntha. Actually, Narada Muni, that's why, stays here for few days, and then he will leave. And then here, once there was, in same Vaikunthapura, once there was one old Brahmana, and he was a great worshipper of Lakshmi Narayana. He also got darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So what happened was, he went for the marriage ceremony of Lakshmi Priya and Lord Gauranga. And as we said, he's a Lord, he's an ardent worshipper of Lakshmi and Narayana. So when he was there for the marriage, and then he stays there, he'll come back to his kutir. And after he comes back to his kutir, he will be thinking about the marriage ceremony. And he will soon realize that it was none other than Lord Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Priya was Lakshmi Devi, and Gauranga was his dearest Lord Narayana. So he will be thinking on that, and in that kutir, Lord actually manifests. he will come and he will show all his Vaikuntha pastimes. And then immediately he will see Gauranga Mahaprabhu sitting with Lakshmi Devi on the Ratna Simhasan. Then he will understand, oh, my Lord is non-different, you know. So Lakshmi Priya Devi is non-different from Lakshmi, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Narayana. So he also gets the darshan of Vaikuntha pastimes, which is again proving that this place is non-different from Vaikuntha. So it's called Vaikunthapura. So next, Ramanujacharya also visited this place, Navadvip. Ramanujacharya came to Jagannath Puri and he was staying here. He got a Lord, he pleased the Lord so much, and Jagannath said that you have to go to Navadvip Dham. He says that, oh, you know, you're such a great bhakta, you're trying to preach bhakti, and you, it's like, you know, life is useless if you don't take darshan of Navadvip. The entire spiritual sky is resting there. And he says that Krishna is in complete form. Krishna is in his complete form is Gauranga, and Navadvip Dham is non-different from Vrindavan. Actually, Jagannath speaks all this, he says to Ramanujacharya. He will say, in Vrindavan, I reside eternally in my Gaurasundar form, you go there. Then Ramanujacharya says, why Shastras doesn't explain about, you know, Gauratattva so much. Then there's a long discussion, but just in brief. So he says that, then Lord says that scriptures are unaware of so many truth. Like, you know, it's beyond argument. They understand only by my mercy. So Ramanujacharya came to Vaikunthapura on the order of Jagannath's, Lord Jagannath. And he comes, he stays here, and he also gets the darshan of his worshipable murti, Lord Narayana. And then immediately, in a moment, Narayana transferred to Gauranga. And immediately Ramanujacharya fainted. Lord kept his lotus feet on his head, and then Ramanujacharya wakes up. Then he actually, Lord said, before he is leaving, he said that you will appear as Sri Ananta in my Gaura Leela, and you will participate in my Leela. So that also happened here. Ramanujacharya also got the darshan. Then Mahatpura. So we all know that the Pancha Pandavas stayed in Kamyavan for a while during their exile. So this place is actually compared to that Kamyavan stay. So this Mahatpura is now called as Mathapura. When they were in exile, they came to this Gauda Desha and they were staying in Ekachakra. When they were staying in Ekachakra, Yudhishthir Maharaj was feeling a lot of effulgence, and this, he was thinking, like, this place is so beautiful. That means there is some connection with my Lord Krishna. I think there is some pastime that's going to be manifested here. And that night, Lord Nityananda appears in Yudhishthira's dream, and he says that, oh, I am the son of, you know, Mother Rohini, and very soon Lord Krishna is going to appear in Jagannath Mishra's house and is going to take birth in Nadia. So he explains. Then immediately Yudhishthira, the next day, all the Pancha Pandavas will come to Nadia. They'll move from Ekachakra and they will come to Nadia. And then immediately Yudhishthira will think, oh, will I get that dream again, the dream that I got last night? And unknowingly, immediately he will fall to sleep and he will get a dream. In that dream, Lord Krishna and Lord Nityananda, both of them will come. And sorry, Balaram. Krishna and Balaram will come and they will reveal their identity. They will say, very soon we are going to come in Nadia as Gauranga. He will say all the pastimes that they're going to manifest. And by the time Yudhishthira wakes up, it became morning and he gets the darshan. They will give their darshan, and how they're going to appear, they will reveal, and it's morning. So then they will also mention that time, you will also come and I will enjoy with you all in Jagannath Puri Dham. You are all going to come again. And one of the Pandavas is Ramananda Rai. So, and Lord will instruct, now leave this Navadvip and go to Puri, stay there. So they will leave Navadvip very sadly. They didn't want to leave, but because the Lord ordered, they will leave and they will go to Navadvip. And this place, that's why it's called Mahatpura, because of all the greatest Mahats, great people, Yudhishthira is the topmost. And this is the place where he stayed. That's why this is called Mahatpura. So that is all about Modar Drumadvip. And we will see Rudradvip. It's a very short dvip. So Rudradvip represents Sakhyam. And why is this called Rudradvip? Because Lord Rudradev was so happy and
Sorry, this picture I kept somebody. Okay, so Rudradev was very, very happy that Gaurachandra is going to appear in Nadia, and he was dancing with every step. The earth was shaking, and he's like, very soon Gauranga is going to come. He's like, Gauranga, Gauranga, speaking the glories, is dancing, and demigods are showering flowers, and they're all saying, very soon the Lord is going to appear, and Kali Yuga people are all going to be free from the suffering. And the demigods are talking like that, showering flowers, and Rudra was dancing and is forgetting his identity, is forgetting who is he. And then Lord appears, and he will cool down Shiva, and he will say, oh, I'm going to appear very soon, and I'm going to fulfill all your desires. Then Rudra will become very pacified. So that's why this dweep, because Shiva was feeling so ecstatic here dancing. This place is called as Rudradweep. He was coming here and dancing, saying, my Lord is going to come. Then Rudradweep is actually said, it is divided into two parts. One is on the eastern side of Ganga, and one is on the western side of Ganga. Sometimes this water mixes here, and vice versa, the eastern Ganga goes to the western Ganga. So then the 11 Rudras are also reciting here, just chanting the names of Gauranga. And Shankaracharya, who is an expansion, who is none other than Lord Shiva, he also came here. And in his dream, Lord comes and he says, hey, this is the place of Nadia. I know you're my greatest devotee. You're devotee inside, but externally you're acting, you know, you're preaching Mayavada philosophy because of my desire only. You're doing that. But this is the place of, you know, Radharani, Radha Bab. This is Nadia. There is no place for Maya here. There's no place for Mayavada. Please go somewhere else. So Shankaracharya got that dream, and he got the darshan of the Lord at this place, and Shankaracharya leaves the place. And after that, and even Vishnu Swami, who is from the Acharya of Rudra Sampradaya, so he was also here, and he was reading scriptures with his disciples, his associates. Then Shiva was so pleased seeing that they're reading the katha, the scriptures. Then Rudra comes and he blesses. As soon as he sees Rudra, Vishnu Swami will take the blessings, and he will say, please bless me that I will get bhakti. Then immediately Shiva is pleased, and Shiva blesses, and he will accept the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, his own Sampradaya. And from then on, this is called as Rudra Sampradaya. The Vishnu Swami Sampradaya is called as Rudra Sampradaya. And then that night, Lord comes in the dream. Lord Gauranga appears, and he will say, you are so blessed that you received the blessings of my devotee, and you got the wealth of bhakti in Nadia. So now please go, and then please preach the Suddha Advaita philosophy. So please go. He will get the instruction here at Rudradweep, and then Vishnu Swami leaves. And he also says that in my manifested pastimes in Nadia, you will come as Vallabha Bhatta. And even in Rudradweep, there is this Nidhaya Gatta. Daya means mercy. Nidhaya means no mercy. So at this place, at the end of Jan 15-10 is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And when he was going to Khatwa, this is the place where he crossed Ganges from at this ghat. So it's called Nidhaya because the devotees and of Nadia, they started saying like, without mercy, you left us, and you went, my Lord, this is not, you know, they're feeling so bad. And we know that pastimes, how bad they were feeling. They were rolling on the ground. They were crying. That's the reason why, because they will not let Lord Gauranga go. He left in the middle of the night. He crossed at this place, at this ghat. So because he left without any mercy, this is called as Nidhaya ghat. And also Nityananda in Rudradweep shows, actually in Golo, in Vrindavan, there is the Rasasthali's place is called Dhirasmaran. Dhira Samira. That place is called Dhira Samira. And when Nityananda Prabhu was taking on Parikrama, he says to Jiva Goswami that Dhira Samira is present in Rudradweep. So the Rasa Stali, the Rasa Leela pastimes, the Rasa Krida, which is happening there, are also eternally happening here at this place. Nityananda Prabhu mentions it to Jiva Goswami that even the Rasa Krida is happening here. So, and from here, we will go back to Antardweep. We will go back to our ISKCON Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir, doing nice bhajan and keep them. So the parikrama is done. Shri Navadweep Mandal Parikrama Ki Jai. any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Mataji, what a wonderful parikrama. Very, very nice. You know, you took us to all the places, so many pastimes. I don't have words, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your encouraging words, Lalitangi Mataji. So on time we finish. So tomorrow is Gaur Purnima. So we can meditate on all the dweets and all the pastimes. Thank you, Shyamagauri Mataji.
Thanks to you, Mataji. You are taking us to Navadeep Dham and really, really wonderful experience visiting all the holy places. Thank you so much.
No, today there is no video.
Hare Krishna, Padma Sakhi, Mataji. Thank you so much for this, for the parikrama. Because I don't know enough about Mayapur and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and I learned so much, and it was so beautiful to see all the work that you put into it and all the photographs and everything. So thank you so much. I'm very grateful to you.
Hare
Krishna, Padma Sakhi Mataji, very beautiful pastimes, Mataji. Really, you took us to Mayapur and everything, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandat Pranam. Such a beautiful section. You finished this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. I think we can say Pancha Kalpa. I was looking for videos, but Rudraldweep and Modadrumadweep, there are no videos available. Otherwise, we could have seen. So maybe we can end it.
Vancha
Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyai Vacha Patitanam
Pavani Tanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnava
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.